What up, what up, what up?
Welcome back to Off Label. It's Marco.
It's Mona Fee. Hey.
We are back for a new episode. What's going on?
You know, what's going on is I almost didn't want to record.
Why?
Because of coronavirus. And
again?
Social... Yes. We are in each other's face. Potting.
Well, I haven't seen you forever, and, you know, I've been self-quarantining. Have you been self-quarantining? Because I've heard you at Walmart and other places.
I mean, it's places you gotta go. When I went in Walmart, I had on my gloves and my mask, and so my son was walking behind me, and he said, as I walked past, somebody was like, dang, people really taking this serious.
I mean, I should be the one to be afraid to come here, because your ass be the one that was out.
First of all, I wasn't out. I went to visit a friend. And secondly,
You visited a friend. You was at Walmart. You went to Walmart a couple of times.
I've never been to the store so much in my fucking life. It's something about them saying, you know, they put us on a curfew. So it's something about being on a curfew and just, I don't know, trying to make sure you have everything that it just make you be like, you know what? I need to go
so
to the store.
You think they're causing, like, anxiety.
Low key.
Okay. Well, me personally, I've been, as a matter of fact.
You was booed up.
I was booed up.
And okay, I feel like, so you talking about me. Your man's still going to work.
He wasn't going to work. This whole entire week, he's been home.
Okay, that makes me feel
this
better.
This whole entire week, he's been home. This weekend, we stayed our asses inside.
Mm-hmm.
We had all the necessary snacks. We had all the necessary food that we needed. We had all the entertainment. I just bought Resident Evil 2, the remake, and we was playing that all weekend. We watched The Morning Show on Apple TV. So it was a chill weekend. It was lovely. It was nice. And again, self-quarantine.
Okay. I fuck with it.
We just
want to let y'all know everybody that's going to these house parties with your people and y'all up in that bitch kicking it. 10 people, 12
right.
people. That is not social isolation.
I'm pretty sure
doing that.
Somebody up in there had some corona.
Exactly. So, I'm happy you're okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm good.
So, Marco got into a car accident last week.
Oh, yeah. So, on my way to vote for Bernie Sanders, okay, because I was not about to miss that opportunity.
Nothing is going to stop the burn.
Nothing's going to stop that shit. So, on the way to vote, some bitch on a right turn... Okay, some motherfucking bitch on her fucking right turn want to slow down. If nobody is coming at you or coming in your direction, there's absolutely no reason why you're slowing down or you're stopping.
Well, you could slow down, but people in Florida, they make four stops to make a right turn.
Right.
And that shit blows me because most of our roads are, what do you call it? It's like a highway. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Everything is 45 miles, 55 miles per hour
on the road.
So it's like, you going, okay, the speed limit 45, everybody trying to do 50,
mm-hmm.
60, and you going that fast, and here come a motherfucker going a full stop to make a right. Like, I done almost got in so many accidents like that.
When I tell you, I was so irritated, I almost got out the car and cussed the bitch out. I almost got out the car and was just like, yo, what the... Like, I was so pissed. So, anyway, so, like I said, she literally stopped. So, literally, when she got to the light and she was making her turn, I literally seen her. I looked to see if there was cars. There was no cars coming. And I seen her car move. So, I then... I drove up a little bit and I looked left to see if there was any cars coming. And there was no cars there. So, I'm thinking in my mind, she's gone. You know what I'm saying? Like, at this point, you are no longer a factor in this whole situation. So, the fact that I'm pressing my gas and you're still fucking there.
So, you rear-ended her.
I rear-ended the fuck out of her. And, you know, and you already know. When you rear-end somebody
it's
over
your fault.
Here, it's completely your fault. So, at this point, I'm already irritated as fuck. I'm on my way to fucking vote for Bernie Sanders or whatever. I am so ready. Now I get, so now she's like, are you okay? I don't respond to her. I'm like, I'm already irritated. You know what I'm saying? She's like, do you want to exchange information? I don't respond to her because I'm like, I'm at this point, I'm already furious. I'm like, bitch, I'm about to cuss you the fuck out because your dumb ass had no business in my way still. So then I go back into my car. So she calls the police and whatever. I'm like, yo, are you calling? She's like, yeah, I'm calling. So I get in my car and whatever. So I'm chilling.
Okay.
Some other bitch just come out of fucking nowhere. And I literally look in my rearview mirror. I have my hazard lights on. I'm parked on the side of the road. I have my hazard light on. And I'm looking in the rearview mirror. And I see a fucking car just coming like speed ahead. Like speed motherfucking racer towards my car.
Okay.
And another... BOOM!
So it's a double accident. Now double motherfucking hit accident.
Somebody hit me in the back of my car, and I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
You shouldn't have went to bowl.
And in my rearview mirror, I see the lady's head hit the steering wheel. So I'm shit. So I get out of the car, and I'm getting out of the car out of concern. Mm-hmm. As I approach the car, for the bitch to sit there and be like, why are you there? Like, why? Like, she was just like, oh, you know, oh, you weren't moving. Like, bitch, yeah, I wasn't moving. Like, I had my hazard lights on. Like, why the fuck would you driving so fucking fast? You know what I'm saying?
Right. Why wouldn't you get into the other lane?
You know, my morning was, like, fucked up on Tuesday.
Okay.
Nonetheless, you know, right after, you know, the police took, like, 40, like, damn near, like, 2 hours to get there and whatever. So, at the end of the day, when I got to, like, literally right... I mean, that wasn't even the worst part.
What was the worst part?
My hazard lights was on for a while. Mm-hmm. I needed my car to be on to charge my phone. Mm-hmm. My car fucking died.
Oh my gosh.
Right. So then I had to call my mom's dude to come give me a jump. And from getting a jump, I had to literally go to, Wawa, get some fucking gas. Mm-hmm. And then I actually ended up going to vote.
Okay. Well, I'm happy you did your civic duty.
Yeah, I definitely made sure I was not going to miss on an opportunity to make sure that I support Bernie Sanders.
Okay. He still lost Florida.
He still lost. You know what I'm saying? Nonetheless, the dumbass nigga still went out and vote for the other nigga. But nonetheless, I still made sure. It felt good to vote for Bernie. Like, I'm not going to lie. Even though I went through some bullshit. Mm-hmm. To get to the poll, but I made sure I was out there at the precinct to make sure I cast my vote.
Okay. Well, I'm just happy. I know when I first got that text and you was like, I was in an accident. I'm like, hold on.
Right.
Shit. I can't have that my That shit friend.
Pissed me off. And then for the bitch to sit there and lie, talking about I was out the car. The way I see the whole situation is like, okay, God, you, I mean, that was a fucked up situation because I damn my insurance and whatever. Right. But then when God blessed me with an accident, right after that, listen, in the event that you get in a car accident that you're getting compensated for, bitch, in times like this, it's somewhat of a blessing.
But you
okay?
had a lot of back pain, right?
I do. I definitely do have a back pain. You know, my like I said, that bitch ran under me, and she was going like 100 miles per hour. Okay, so she was going very fast, and she hit. So you know, I had back pain. My neck was hurting. My head was turning. So I made sure I went to the emergency room. You know what I'm saying?
First of all, you don't need to be going to the emergency room right now.
Right. But I had to make sure within the 15 days of that I'm allotted to.
Get that insurance money. Oh, my God.
Get that shit out of the way quick. Because I know the coronavirus is getting worse. So I made sure that I got my ass in the hospital. But luckily, when I went there, it was literally an in-and-out process. So I was good nonetheless.
Okay, good. So speaking of the coronavirus.
Oh, Lord. It's getting worse.
It's getting worse. And what happened? Central Florida, we have a curfew now from 11 p.m. until 5 a.m.
But it's not really a curfew, though. I feel like that's not a curfew.
Why? You can't be outside or you're going to get a $250 ticket.
But 11 to like to 5 a.m., like to
6 hours? Like, it's still doing something.
No, I feel like they could do more if they really want to like...
It should have been earlier. I think other cities, they start early, like at 5 p.m. That's OC.
I mean, at the end of the day, they're trying to get a handle of this virus, and they can't because people are out here doing whatever the fuck they want to do. It's going to continue to, you know, go up. The numbers will continue to go up if people just going out here. Like, the other day in Miami, you have these dumbass little, like, these dumbass people out there, you know, doing whatever they want to do.
Speaking of doing what they want to do,
we actually have the little audio.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just saying because it to hear them is kind of like it's some idiotic shit going on.
I mean, but they young and dumb. You know how that shit go. They spring breakers.
I get corona. At the end of the day, I'm not going to let it stop me from partying. You know, I've been waiting. We've been waiting for Miami spring break for a while. About 2 months we've had this trip planned. 2-3 months. We're just out here having a good time. Whatever happens, happens.
Like, it's really messing up with my spring break. What is there to do here other than go to the bars or the beach? And they're closing all of it. It's really messing up. I think they're blowing it way out.
See. You know what I'm saying? They're blowing it out of proportion. He's talking about like, oh, you know,
if I get corona,
you know. So it's just like, so do we care if those niggas get it?
The politically right thing to say is, of course we do. But
I'm
people who don't believe if somebody is gonna get corona, they need to get it first, because you the same people who sitting here trying to act like y'all don't believe it.
Right.
So I need something to make your ass a believer.
And I feel like, you know, if y'all motherfuckers get it, I don't give two fucks what happens to you.
Yeah, because you didn't think the motherfucking stove was hot.
Right. But then when that ass get burned, it's a whole different situation. So it, you know, it's all fun and games until it hits home. So.
Right. So the senators, the Republican senators, they had a lunch the other day, either Friday or Saturday. Mm-hmm. So it's a bunch of them, right? Mind you, they on TV telling us more than 10 people shouldn't be congregating at one time. But y'all have a whole fucking lunch with over 20 people doing what the fuck y'all want to do, but telling us to do something different. Okay, so then the senators in the House, government, they trying to figure out a corona relief effort or fund or whatever. So Ron Paul was the only one who voted against it in the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who's the first one to fucking catch the coronavirus? Right. He caught the coronavirus. So a lot of people are upset because, first of all, he said he don't have no symptoms and he hasn't been in contact with anybody who has the coronavirus. So how the fuck are you getting tested?
Right.
Because y'all telling us be on your deathbed before you come get tested.
Right.
But how the hell is you getting tested? So I feel like he lying about having symptoms.
Because
what would make you go get tested? And then on top of that, you knew that you went to go get tested and you still went to that lunch. So you put other people at risk. And then on top of that, they said he went to the gym, to the government gym that day, and he was in a pool just like kicking it until he got his results back.
Oh, so he didn't take it serious.
Right. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, y'all telling us to social isolate, but you out here
doing what you do,
passing your fucking virus around. Right. So, just look at karma work. Mm. And then speaking of karma, Harvey Weinstein, he damn in jail. So last week,
you get they lying about that? About him having it?
Hell no. Nah. What they got to lie for?
Mm.
First, you get sentenced to 23 years in jail last week. Now you done caught the damn coronavirus.
I mean, he's done. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I wish that Oprah will be done with him.
Oh!
You know? I still... No. I have posted her on my Twitter, and I was just like, you know, like, she's... I feel like she was definitely a part of the guys club, and I feel like nobody can tell me otherwise. Like, you over here kissing, you know, the man on the cheek and whatever, y'all sharing secrets, you know what I'm saying? You know something, you just wasn't a part of the party to actually stand up for the women that was being abused.
You know, a lot of women in power that get up to that level, they do be a part of the guys club. Like,
right.
They damn near do some bullshit to other women because they like, oh, I finally made it, and I'm going to do what I need to do to stay up here. And it's really unfortunate, but I ain't gonna talk about Oprah right
no,
now.
No, I just feel like at the end of the day, if we're gonna hold somebody accountable, we have to hold all parties accountable.
No, she wasn't raping bitches. He was.
She wasn't raping bitches, but she was definitely like okay with the situation.
No, she may not have known that he was going to that far. She probably thought like
she probably seen them bitches.
He'll flirt or okay, that was a little awkward and uncomfortable, but as long as I don't do no digging to find out the real truth, I can act like I don't know.
But that's still bad, though.
It is, but so we ain't got no proof.
Hold her accountable to
listen,
that?
We talking about the coronavirus.
Okay, let's just, you know, we definitely got off topic, but let's jump right back into what we was talking about, but fuck Oprah. Anyway.
Okay, so nurses are being told that they can't wear face masks at hospitals and stuff right now because it's a lack of, we don't have enough equipment, so they trying to save it. States is fighting over equipment, all kind of weird, just crazy shit that should not be happening.
So do you question that shit, though? Like, for America not to have the necessary medical equipment to combat a virus. So we are completely unprepared for this type of shit.
I mean, and I asked someone who works in government maybe like 3 years ago because they worked in emergency management. Mm-hmm. And I was like, do you think America is prepared for any kind of big event, disastrous event? And they was like, not at all. And I was thinking from just a place of if we have a terrorist attack or something like that. Mm-hmm. But shit, look at this.
So right now, Donald Trump has been talking about enacting the Defense Production Act of 1950. That act is supposed to, like, all the manufacturer, you know, companies or whatever are supposed to start creating, like, you know, medical equipment and all this extra shit and whatever. Right. So he's been saying that.
But he still hasn't acted on it.
He hasn't acted on it. And, you know, the state government is like, yo, we need some support. We need some help and whatever.
Right.
Do you find that odd? That
of course he doesn't want to enact it because apparently Jared Kushner, his son-in-law, is affiliated with some company that makes medical equipment.
So they want all the medical equipment being done.
Correct. Oh, okay. So if he enacts this law, that means all of the big companies like Ford and Chevy and all of them, they'll have to make it and then they'll have to share the profit.
Right.
Or it ain't really a profit, but they'll have to share the money. Mm-hmm. Whereas the longer he stalled off on it and Jared Kushner company is making it, the more money they can make.
Right.
So, and he show us time and time again that it's all about money and personal gain for him. He don't give a fuck about
the
American
people. At the end of the day, it's been a whole, it's all about money with these politicians.
Okay, but we have never seen it to this extent, so don't you even fucking go there.
You know,
don't
it's
you
there,
go there.
It's there, but it's
but
it's,
we
it's
have
crazy.
Never seen no, motherfuckers no, no. say fuck
it's
you in your
crazy.
Face.
It's crazy that it takes a virus or a pandemic or something that really to affect the United States to actually for the truth to be
exposed.
You know what I'm saying? Because now we're talking about Medicare for all. People can't get the necessary care that they need. Then you
niggas
have
niggas being laid off jobs. Like, it ain't nothing.
You know what I'm saying? 2.25 million people signed up for unemployment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, then you have airplane companies, you have big businesses who are talking to the government like, yo, y'all motherfuckers need to bail us out or we're laying off people. Do you see how that kind of shit is crazy to me?
Somebody was like, oh, people always on the internet. You know how, like, entrepreneurs and stuff be like, oh, don't live paycheck to paycheck. Don't work for the man. Do this and do that. Mm-hmm. They was like, this shit is showing you that even corporations low-key is living paycheck to paycheck, if being out of business or low on business for only a month is
crazy.
Maybe you want to file bankruptcy.
Right. So it's just like, at the end of the day, like, niggas, y'all motherfuckers need to file bankruptcy. You guys need to figure out what y'all gotta do. But to sit there and ask, you know, to sit there and ask the government to pay y'all, like, to pay you guys so you guys could continue to, pay y'all workers, that's fucked up. Like, that goes to show you that you mean nothing to these companies. You know what I'm saying? It's all about a dollar sign. And if it ain't about money, what is it really about?
Yeah. So, I just want to see what's going to happen. This shit is like nobody has a real plan at the White House. Every time they get on the news, they saying something different. It's just, it's like we living in a fucking Twilight Zone.
And this is like every fucking day, it's something new. It is just, so far we have, like globally, 347,042 cases.
Okay.
14,641 deaths.
That we know of.
Right.
Okay, so now what's even more disgusting with what's going on in the government is you had a few senators, four senators that were on the Intelligence Committee.
Mm-hmm.
So they had got a briefing from Donald Trump back in February, mid-February. They had got a briefing about the status of the coronavirus before Donald Trump had a TV appearance. So a day or two after they had got that briefing, they went to selling all their stocks that they knew was going to fail. So,
and redirected.
And redirected to companies that they knew would prosper during this epidemic. So, for example, Senator Burr, he's a GOP member. Him and Loeffler, something like that.
Kelly Loeffler.
Mm-hmm. They dumped their stocks in hotels because they knew that nobody is going to be sitting at a hotel. And then they started buying stock in technology companies that support work from home.
Citrix.
Yeah. So, and so Senator Burr, he had like a fundraiser or something. So it's like $10,000 to even go there.
Right.
And so with that being said, so at his little thing, he's telling people, his wealthy donors, like, yeah, this pandemic is like nothing we've ever seen before.
Right.
It's going to get deep. Like basically warning them, right? But in the same breath, he's on Twitter and, like, in the public asking, oh, Americans, don't panic.
Right.
It's going to be okay. We got a hold of this. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, in the background, you telling the wealthy people what to do. Mm-hmm. You doing what you need to do to make sure you and your family make money off of this shit. But then you telling us, hey, it's not a big deal.
Right.
Like, this shit is so evil and so scandalous.
It is.
Like, damn.
I mean, at the end of the day, we have politicians right now calling this bullshit out.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, it's good that we do have this pandemic that is exposing this shit, but it's just like, look what it had to come to for people to be exposed to, like, their truth. You know what I'm saying? Like, the truth about capitalism. You know what I'm saying? The truth about how greedy politics is right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, right now, dumping $1.5 trillion into the
stock market, but
you know what I'm
not y'all and don't want to do it for the people.
Then, you know, student debt, you know, Medicare for all. Like, at the end of the day, you guys could do it.
Yeah, they don't
want to
do it.
It's just a choice. You know what I'm saying? So when motherfuckers talk about, you know, I'm about to get into politics, but let me just back my ass back a little bit. But it just irritates the fuck out of me. Like, this is what this country is about.
Right. So, thank God we still have some people in government that actually want to work for the people.
Very little. Very little.
Okay, but we do have some, and we appreciate them. So, Omari Hardy is a city commissioner for Lake Worth, Florida, and he went off on the mayor in Florida because he was like, he been trying to come up with a plan for like almost 2 weeks now, trying to talk to them about it, and they refused to have a meeting. So when they finally had a meeting, he was like, he about to tell them what's on his heart, and it's real. So listen to this, y'all.
That you came up with.
And you see bananas?
This is a banana republic is what you're turning this place into with your so-called leadership.
Does a recess mean that we will be...
Yes.
I don't care anything about this. I don't care anything about this. We should have been talking about this last week.
Can we...
We cut off people's utilities this week and made them pay what could have been their last check to us to turn their lights on in a global health pandemic.
So
but you don't care about that. You didn't want to meet. But every other year, you go around and beg people for their votes.
Can we...
disrespectful is what you've done to the working people in this city.
I didn't do anything.
You failed to act.
I didn't do anything.
When you're a leader, you failed to act. You said you didn't do anything. You failed to act.
Oh,
when you had an opportunity.
Party for State House.
I don't care anything about that.
And that's exactly what's happening right now.
Right.
The government is failing to act. And he was fed up. Like, y'all sitting here fucking turning people's lights and water off, utilities off, knowing that their job at the restaurant is about to be closed down
mm-hmm.
next week. So now, not only can't they afford food, probably,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? Now they didn't give you their last dollar for their fucking lights to be on, nor that you could have just put something in place to have that postponed until we got out of this pandemic.
Right.
So, I'm happy to see a black man speaking up like that.
Well, I'm happy
to powers
see
that be.
Anybody to step up to the
but,
powers that be.
I know, but especially for a black man, he even wrote a statement. He was like, "It's when you're a black man in power and you speak so passionately
mm-hmm.
like that, people think it's you being aggressive."
Right.
And you know, it can be repercussions on that. You seen that she said, "Oh, you're done.
Right.
You're done." Like, he was kind of scared that he might lose his job because he was speaking to her like
right.
that. But it wasn't directed, like, violently towards her. He's just saying, like,
right.
what you doing and what y'all on is some bullshit. And I'm
but
tired
I mean,
of
at
it.
The end of the day, it takes people like that with courage.
Exactly.
To stand up to these type of bullshit. You know what I'm saying? It's not a lot of people who's able to literally stand up to these type of stuff because they are a part of a system. You
right.
know? So when you do see somebody who's, you know, who's capable and is willing to speak out against all the bullshit, the injustice shit that just is going on, it is like, you know, congrats. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, we need more people like that to call the bullshit out. You know what I'm saying?
We do.
And we do have one person.
Why you now here in my face?
I'm just saying though.
Don't get
like,
that close to me during the coronavirus.
But I'm just, what I'm saying though, we have somebody who's really speaking to that type of, that foundation of corruption. We have somebody speaking to that level of corruption because it's, that is not only on a local level, it's not only happening on a state level, it's happening on a federal level. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so at this point, we have to really look into the system like, yo, this system just does not work. It
okay.
does not work.
Don't get that close to me.
I'm just saying that.
Don't get in my face.
No, because you need to understand.
No,
that.
I understand.
I feel like you don't.
Oh my gosh. Anyways, so.
Shit.
We had that good thing coming out of Florida, right?
Right.
And then the Andrew Gillum shit came back up.
And you know what? It was crazy that somebody was trying to argue me down on fucking Twitter about this shit. Talking about, oh, and I think we I talked about it on the last podcast where the person was telling me like, oh, it's people like you who's, you know, on a smear campaign. Oh, I've always, like, I've been in a room with people. I've never done anything. I've been in a room with people who's on drugs, and I have never been on drugs. I've been in a room with people that have sex and whatever. I was like, nigga, was he there? That's it.
Okay, so the picture show that not only was he there, he was butt-ass naked.
Butt-ass naked.
Oh, my
throw
God.
Throw up right next to his face.
Open pill bottles all over the place.
Okay, so I found out that crystal meth is Tina.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I found
out that crystal meth is Tina. So, and again, it's
they trying
it's
to make
very,
it sound better so motherfuckers
right.
be like, oh,
so,
it's just Tina
right.
the whole time. It's crystal
but
meth.
It's very relevant in the gay community. Like I said, I've known people who's offered me it, and you know, like I, it's the whole PNP thing,
uh-huh.
party and play, and that's exactly what that nigga was doing.
That's exactly what my comment was
on Twitter when that man tried to attack me for being acting like making it seem like I was a Republican because I was checking this nigga.
So okay, so it was pills over all over the place. They had a few beers.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, it looked like he was only one Corona bottle in the picture. So nigga, no, you wasn't drunk.
Right.
What else? It was some kind of liquid solution that they say is used for erectile dysfunction.
So I wonder who was it. Was it the older guy that was there? Because there was an older Hispanic dude. There was the escort, the white dude, uh-huh. And then there was him.
So I'm thinking it was probably for the older guy. I don't fucking know, but I know the older guy. He's the one who fucking called the police, and mm-hmm. he's the one who had to leak these pictures. He's the one who took that picture of Andrew Gillum laid out on the floor, bare butt naked, mm-hmm. with throw up on the side of his face like that. Because, first of all, he made sure that you seen that white foot in the picture. Right. And then, secondly, it couldn't have been the young white dude, the prostitute, because remember, he OD'd.
Right, he was done. So do you think it is, like, a political attack? To defame and destroy his character or whatever. Because the dude could have definitely been approached by the Republican, by whomever.
Oh, like, they've been. So, last night I went to a rabbit hole. I couldn't sleep. So, I was just reading so much stuff. So, ever since Andrew Gillum has been, the mayor of Tallahassee? Mm-hmm. They've been trying to catch him up on some shit. Ever since. So, at one point, one of his friends end up being indicted on some campaign mm-hmm. fraud or some shit. But before that even happened, the dude was bringing undercover FBI agents around Andrew Gillum, trying to act like they were developers mm-hmm, mm-hmm. to basically see if he'll accept kickbacks
right
for them winning like property rights or whatever to develop mm-hmm, around mm-hmm, the city. Mm-hmm. So he had no idea, and thank God that he didn't fall into it. But they've been trying to get him. What? So with that being said, I'm pretty sure everybody been known in his inner circle about his lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And all they was waiting on was the perfect opportunity for it to be exposed. And so I think, you know, that old dude, I don't know. He has something against Andrew, because if that was your friend, why would you take a picture of somebody fucked up like that and then sell it to...
Obviously, they're not friends.
He's a jaded lover.
Okay, so first of all, there was already some scuttlebutt, some rumors way back in the day mm-hmm. that this nigga was gay.
He can't be gay. He got a wife and three kids, so he's bisexual.
Whatever this nigga want to call it. You know what I'm saying? Or maybe he just want to be DL, and maybe he just hasn't come to terms with being, like, fully being himself. Mm-hmm. You know? Because at the end of the day, whatever you do in the dark will always come to light. And in this particular situation, it's just like, you really have to hide yourself and your true self because of the whole political atmosphere that you was in. You know what I'm saying? Right. And instead of being honest, like maybe like Pete.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Because nigga, if you gay, you gay. You know what I'm saying?
Who cares in 2020? You know, people really don't care.
You would rather lie to the American people and lie to yourself and lie to your family and your kids. You know? That's where I don't have no respect for. Like, I don't have no respect for you disrespecting your family. You know? If at the end of the day, you being you eventually was always going to come out. He's probably been doing this for
a while.
You know what I'm saying? You just got caught up at this point, you know? So it was just like, take this L, you know? I didn't like the fact that you opened up your dick suckers on Bernie Sanders. So the minute that he did that, I was just like, okay, you want some bullshit. So now it was just like, okay, now the truth comes out about you. Now you was over your line trying to clean up that whole shit about yourself. So it's just like, you know, now gracefully walk away. You know, whatever may happen between you and your wife, that's your business to handle. Whatever happens between your kids, that's y'all business to handle. It is out of our, you know what I'm saying? We're commentating, we're talking about it because it is news. But at the end of the day, don't nobody give a fuck.
And I think what also made people want to dig even more is the fact that he came out with that statement saying...
And
that,
he lied.
Yeah, the fact that he was like, oh, I have never did drugs in my life. I fell into a depression. It was just alcohol abuse. I think that too made people want to say, nah, we finna catch you up.
Right, you was looking for some sympathy. You was looking for some sympathy. What? You always say this one thing.
What? Sympathy and payola. Sympathy and
payola. You know what I'm saying? You was looking for some shit. And we was, and I know I wasn't buying it. Because at the end of the day, the fact was you were there. That's all I needed to know. I didn't need to know about him laying down, him being naked, him being, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You were at a hotel room.
At 12 a.m.
12 a.m. with two different type of niggas.
Yeah.
A whole Spanish dude.
54-year-old man and a whole 30-year-old man. So
for you guys to be in a hotel room, the whole scene don't even
look right. Like, what is the connection?
So at this point, I already knew it was on some bullshit. So there was nothing, nobody, no picture, no nothing could have told me because I knew what the fuck you was doing there. Period.
Oh, God. I really wish that. I just felt like he should have said, you know what? I'm aware of the pictures and the stories that are out there. I'm going to handle this personally with my family. Please give me privacy. That's it.
Okay, Olivia Pope. You giving me Olivia Pope. Oh. They need to get that one line.
That's all. But soon as you sat there and said a lie, that's when shit started coming out right. Even more. But I do feel sorry for his wife and his kids, like I said last podcast. And I really hope that when he comes out of this, because he will get through it. Everybody does. You know.
Be your true self.
Be your true self.
You know, you're no longer a politician, so you don't need to lie.
Right. And it's money to be made on your story in 2020. Matter of fact, go on a reality show. Give it to us.
Right.
I'll watch it.
Call Shonda Rhimes. Hopefully she can get you and Olivia Pope together. So she can give us something.
Okay, so this story here, I was, like, believing the girl at first because this rapper has a history of putting his hands on women. Mm-hmm. So, as soon as I seen the pictures and the girl told her story, I'm like, here this little piece of shit go with you. I said little because he's short and small, and I don't know. Them short men, they just have a complex. Mm-hmm. So, Young Bird, y'all, the rapper, producer, very talented. Mm-hmm. He's from Chicago, too. Some pictures came out of this girl. I'm talking about, y'all. She had been beat the fuck up, okay? Like, bruised, black, puffy eyes, stitches on her forehead. And, like, she looked bad. Like, she had been attacked. So she was like, yes, y'all, Young Bird be pissed through with me. I could barely open my face. I mean, my mouth, wiped the damn. So, of course, after seeing the pictures, I'm like, they did say he be putting his hands on people. This nigga ain't shit.
Right.
Okay. Come to find out, he says he did do it.
Oh, so he confessed.
He confessed. But his reason is, and he put out video of his home being broken into. Mm-hmm. Or somebody was trying to break into his home. And you could see the dudes passing the guns to each other through the fence. Mm-hmm. And then I guess once they heard the ring alarm, they fled. But what he's saying is that as this was happening, once he realized somebody was trying to break into his crib because the girl was in the house with him, mm-hmm. he like, let me see your phone. So they get to tussling or whatever. He look at her phone and like 2 seconds before that shit even happened, you could hear her, she text somebody his address. Mm-hmm. Right. So, and he was like, not only that, before the niggas even tried to come into his house, let's say like 5 minutes before he heard something, she had randomly like picked a fight with him and like they was fighting and arguing out of nowhere, which he thought was weird, but he ain't know. And then next thing you know, somebody trying to break into his house.
You see?
So she was trying to distract him for some niggas to break into his house. So after he seen that she had given his address away, then he pistol whipped her. So, damn.
I mean, okay.
Is it justified, though?
I mean, listen, you know how I am. You know what I'm saying? You cannot something to someone, to somebody and not expect, like, some type of repercussion. You know what I'm saying? And be ready for any type of repercussion. It don't matter how or whichever, however you're going to receive it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be ready for it. You know what I'm saying? So, at the end of the day, if niggas was coming to my house with weapons and I know that you gave them my address, bitch, I'm beating your ass. I don't give a fuck because you don't know if, let's just say my alarm didn't go off. Right. Let's just say my alarm didn't go off and these niggas actually did come into my house.
Right.
What, I was gonna get shot? I was gonna get pistol whooped? I was gonna get beat? My shit was gonna get stolen? You know what I'm saying? So, and you allowed, like, you actually were the person to actually have them come to my crib? Bitch, you lucky. I will kill your ass myself.
What?
Exactly.
I do not feel like he did a pass for beating her.
Listen, so you telling me, if in your house, and I text somebody, I'm in your crib, your safe zone, and I'm texting somebody, and I'm like, yo, Robbie's home right now, so y'all can pull up. And they got guns, they got bats, they got, like, machetes and shit. So they come into your crib, ready, you know what I'm saying? And then you find out I did it, so you would be like, oh, okay, well, Marco, like, what would you do?
I don't know, because I'm, like, my natural instinct ain't really violent.
My natural instinct is not violence, so, but clearly said that they were arguing.
I know, but I probably would have laid it off and then been calling the police so that you would have been arrested before you even got the chance to leave the house. Like, that's probably what I would have done.
Okay.
But, so, with that being said, I don't feel like he should have beat the fuck up out of her like that.
I mean,
like, okay, maybe a punch, but, like, he beat her up so, like, bad.
I'm beating you on how I feel about me, about, like, I was about to die. You know what I'm saying? Like, that aggression is like, yo, nigga, I'm fucking your ass up because you was on some bullshit. I trusted you. You broke that trust when you was literally about to have somebody come in my house and kill me.
Okay. You think it's warranted? I we'll keep y'all posted. No, okay, on the story, you know what? Because I cannot wait to see if he get away from right. beating her.
Listen,
like that.
It's not even about being, like, at the end of the day, whatever happens, whatever becomes of that whole situation, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
She got what she did. Like, you did something.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? You know, the reaction to what you've done was bestowed upon that ass. So, I just don't know how else to see the shit, so.
Okay.
It is what it is. Anyway, so about a vasectomy. So, the other day, right,
yeah.
I was watching Love & Hip Hop, and Young Jock is getting married.
Yeah, it's going down. Okay, so
he's getting married, whatever, so he's dating this chick, and, you know, she's very beautiful and whatever, so they have it all going on. But now she is hell bent on not having kids.
Right.
She don't want no kids. She don't even want to think about it. So, and you know, he has like, what, 30 kids? He has like a bunch of kids. So she, on the episode, they go to the doctor about him getting a vasectomy. And the way she responded about getting the vasectomy,
mm-hmm.
It was, I don't know, I just didn't like it. So, here's the clip and we'll just go ahead and discuss.
Okay.
No. Everything that came in this package, it's properly proportioned and positioned. Doc, you need to sit your ass over there and take some of the anesthesia you've been giving your patients because you got me.
How do you feel about it,
Jocelyn?
Are you okay?
I'm just not feeling it.
Why don't I step out? You guys talk. I feel like it's selfish. If you really love me, if you really want to consider my body, my mind, my soul, and the longevity of our relationship, then you will at least put forth some type of effort. And I feel like maybe he's getting cold feet. So, you know.
So, do you feel that way? Like, do you understand where she's coming from? Like, she feels like, you know, if you love me, if you care about this relationship, you will do it.
Yeah, because why can't you? You already got enough kids. It's a more invasive surgery for me to have my tube ties than for you.
But
to just
okay,
have a
but if you don't want kids, why don't you get your tubes ties or you get whatever
I
surgery?
I told you what, it's more invasive for me than
it don't matter about it. It doesn't matter about being invasive. It don't matter if it being too much for you or too much for me or whatever. You cannot want me to do something to my body, and you don't want to do something to your body for something that you ultimately don't want.
So did he say he wanted more kids or no?
He said if it happens, it happens. But he's not willing to cut off his, you know, do like get a vasectomy done Like, and to me, I just feel like, yo, if you feel so compelled about it, you don't want no kids, you don't want any of that shit, and it's okay. Just get your tubes tied. Why would you make it seem like the nigga don't love you or don't care about the relationship if he doesn't do that? Why don't you just do it?
I mean, she taking it too far at this point. But I'll be like, I'll get him back. I'll be like, we gonna use condoms until you damn get a vasectomy. Period.
That's fucked up.
No, it's not.
That's fucked up. Like, it's not fair.
We got to get married. It got to be some kind of compromise here.
Right. Why don't you do that shit?
No, because it's more invasive. I just told you that. It doesn't make
sense. That's not fair. That's not fair.
Tie my tubes when you could just have a 10-minute procedure.
I don't think that's fair.
It is.
Okay. If that's how you feel, we're going to agree to disagree.
As usual.
You being a female, me being a nigga, so I get
it. So you saying if you was with a woman, you wouldn't do it?
No.
That's fucked up. But I'm not going to have that problem, because whenever I decide I don't want kids, I probably will have everything removed, because I don't need it, so right. I don't want to worry about it.
Hell, if she knows she don't want no kids, then why not just remove the shit anyway? If you already know you don't want no kids.
Because maybe she think down the line she might change her mind. So she just want to have that option.
Right. And I think he want to continue to have his as well.
He can. And all he got to do is go back and have that 10-minute surgery. We don't need to do all that
if she will just get the shit done. But we're not going to stay too long on that topic, because I'm just saying.
Okay. So I have an Am I an asshole? Okay, am I an asshole for telling my old high school friend that I removed her from Facebook because I was tired of looking at her baby?
This seems familiar.
Well, I said that before.
You ain't say that, but you made comments about somebody's baby, though.
What'd I say? I mean, people do post their kids too much. And I get it. I used to post my kid a lot, and then I was like, you know what, this is too much, and I stopped posting them so much.
What? Okay, so finish reading the shit.
Okay, so a lot, they had to give you a whole backstory. The backstory is what fucking kills me more than the question.
But just read it, though.
Okay, so a lot of my friends, old friends from high school, are starting to have babies, and I'm still friends with many of them on Facebook. Every other day, I open up Facebook, and there's another fucking baby post next to pumpkins and shit with a number 2 to show that it's been alive for 60 days. Like, that's some big fucking accomplishment. Mm-hmm. I'll be watching Instagram stories of actual attractive women, and when they run out, I'll suddenly be hit with a boomerang of an ugly ass baby with food smeared all over their face, which is unoriginal and disgusting. Not to mention, these parents often dress their newborns like complete douchebags. You couldn't think that that's possible, but it is. But anyways, this past week, I was over my friend's house catching up, and her best friend, Emily, who was into me in high school, I don't know why that's relevant to the story, but whatever. She had a baby last year, and she dropped by. So guess what? She talked about her baby the whole fucking time. The worst part is she kept trying to characterize her baby as some sort of compelling figure. Whenever we play music, he gives like a quote or an example of what mm-hmm. she said. She said something to the extent of, whenever we play music, he always crawls over to the speaker and sits by it giggling. My little Mozart. mm-hmm. Okay, so about an hour into the hangout, I'm like, fuck this. I can't even remember what this girl personality was like in high school, because along with her tight body, it's gone. And I start drowning beers. Nigga, what?
Right.
So my memory get hazy after this, but basically at one point, Emily, after a couple glasses of wine, comes up with a great idea to take a group photo. I'm cool with it, and we take the photo, and even though she's married, I swear she was pressing up against me. Anyway, she goes to post the photo to Facebook and then turns to me all confused when she's unable to tag me. She asked me why she can't find my account, and it was probably the And he said, and it was probably the beers because I told her I removed her. She asked me why, and all I say is, I was tired of looking at your baby.
Right.
I didn't call it ugly or anything. I just said I was tired of looking at it. Just like I get tired of looking at posts from overly affectionate couples and righteous nurses. That's my right as a human being. And it certainly doesn't make me a jerk for feeling that way. But of course, she got offended by it and told my friends that I'm an asshole. What do you guys think?
So what do you think?
All that because extra
I know,
shit.
Because I know how you felt about the other dude that you made a comment about. You know, like, you get irritated when they keep sending you this, you know, a picture or whatever. So I get that.
He didn't have to tell her that and all that extra shit in the story about her body and people thinking they babies is geniuses, all that shit.
I mean,
like,
the
that
whole,
part is the asshole, but,
the whole story, like, he sounds like an asshole. Like, the entire story. You talking about the way they post their kids and stuff, whatever, and then he's calling the baby it. I was just like
it's an object, like the
right,
baby is
like, nigga, you a whole asshole. You know what I'm saying? An entire asshole.
That wasn't a question. The question was, is he an asshole for removing her? No, he not. Not at all.
He's not an asshole for removing her. He's an asshole for definitely telling her, like, the reason why.
What?
Like, the way he, like, come on, for you coming to me like, yo, why did you move? Because Ethan's ugly as fuck. that's fucked up.
If somebody said I removed you because you post this much content and I don't really like that kind of content, I would not be offended. Even
if you
it's
say
my
that,
kid.
If you say that, if you make it in a general state like that,
that's what he should have done.
Right. But to keep it, like, to make it specific to her kid, bitch, I'm sending my baby daddy to kick your ass.
See, you know what? People think that, you know, they be like, oh, I'm just being honest. Okay. And now that you're being honest, that does not mean that you're not going to feel the repercussions of you being honest. You know what I'm saying? You have the right to be honest.
Honest, just be ready for whatever's coming next.
Yeah, so you're right. Maybe he should not have said because of the kid. He could have just said, you know, I don't really like what you be posting.
Right.
But then that would have opened up dialogue. She would have been like, well, what is it that you don't like?
We gonna leave it at that. We don't gotta get into all that. If you don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have a responsibility. You know, if I do something that I know is going to offend somebody, I'm going to make sure that you don't get offended by whatever I motherfucking do. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because then it becomes a whole problem. Mm. I always take motherfuckers into consideration.
Well, some people are inconsiderate and they don't feel like you should give a fuck about how they feel. If they want to do it, why would you care that they doing what they want to do? You know what I'm saying?
Because I'm offended.
Why would they care? You know what I'm saying? Especially if they be like, oh, I didn't mean to offend you. You know?
Right.
But in 2020, on Facebook, I'm so happy that they have this now. You don't even have to remove people. You could just mute them.
Oh, so you can see?
And on Instagram. You could just mute them. So that's what I do now.
Yeah, I mute a lot on Twitter because, you know, Twitter be on that porn shit. I wonder when the hell they gonna, like,
never. It's too many users. Anyways, it's been real. Thank you all.
All right, later.